Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting French police shoot and kill a man trying to attack a police station. French officials say the man was carrying a knife and appeared to be wearing an explosives vest, although it later turned out to be a fake. The incident occurred on the first anniversary of the terrorist assault on the offices of the Charlie Hebdo magazine. Officials say the man was thought to have shouted "Allahu Akbar" before the police shot him to death. He has not yet been identified. Witnesses in Yemen discount Iranian claims that Saudi Arabia staged an overnight airstrike against the Iranian embassy in Sana'a. Iran accused Saudi Arabia of deliberately hitting the outpost, but people in Sana'a say there is no visible damage to the building. They say some stones and shrapnel apparently landed in the embassy's yard after a Saudi airstrike about 700 meters from the embassy. Also Thursday, Iran's cabinet banned the import of all products from Saudi Arabia. Iran also adopted a ban on Iranians traveling to Mecca. Bahrain says it arrested members of a terrorist cell plotting to set off explosions across the country. The government described the cell as an armed wing of the Shiite fringe opposition group Al-Wafab, which Bahrain says has ties to Iran and Hezbollah. The arrests come amid ongoing protests in Bahrain and across the region over Saudi Arabia's execution Friday of a prominent Shiite cleric. According to officials and local news reports, a truck bombing in western Libya has killed at least 50 people and wounded dozens. The attack came at a police training center. The bomb exploded as hundreds of recruits gathered at the facility. This is VOA News.